Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Can you put your hands together? We also have my wonderful friend in the house tonight, Pastor Julius Osimhen. Hallelujah. Yes, we want to appreciate everyone that is here. We thank all men of God that are here present tonight and every other person that is here to have encounter with the Word of God. I pray that this evening the light of God's Word will break forth upon our hearts in the name of Jesus. Just go quickly with me. I want to lay a foundation for what I told you I was going to be sharing with us throughout the 20s of glory. I want to lay a foundation. So I want you to pay attention. And for the drama, I think it's in three parts. So you have to attend so that you know the day you watch the next one. You see the next one. It's going to be in three parts. That's part one. There'll be part two and part three. Why I'm saying that is because I really want you to go the extra mile to promise yourself that you're going to be part of this meeting to the very end. So many people have made up their minds to be here for the next 20 days, and so far, they've been coming. You will not miss out on what God is doing in the name of Jesus. I want to talk about neutralizing the power of ancestral and ancient foundations. I'll share a little this evening, and I'll continue like that. I usually will have a first session. The drama has eaten into it, but no problem. We're fine. I'll keep sharing. Now, if you know anybody who has always, from time to time, they always run to one mountain or the other, deliverance house or the other, this is their deliverance that I will share. If you hear what I'm about to share in this 20 days of glory, I had an encounter with God that led to this. If you listen to the things I'll be sharing this 20 days of glory, I guarantee you, the days of struggling to look for deliverance will end. Listen. What I'm sharing with you, I am very convinced with solid spiritual, scriptural foundation that if you find this key, the Bible says that I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. There are keys in this kingdom. If you have the wrong key, you keep trying to open over and over, it will never open. But as soon as you lay hold of the right key, the door opens. God has assured me in my heart that these 20 days of glory, people will rise above the foundations of their families and they will rise to become the beginning of new others. What nobody has experienced before for good. The glorious heights that they have placed embargo and said, if anybody ever crosses this, nobody can cross this without dialoguing with us. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you are going to be crossing the lines in the name of Jesus. You will be the first barrier breaker in the name of Jesus. I say you'll be the limit crosser in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 58 verse 12. I'll read a few things. I'll lay a foundation and I'll stop. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer. That's my focus. You shall be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the streets to dwell in. You shall be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the streets to dwell in. A lot of believers ask questions a lot about foundations, ancestral spirits, ministering spirits, family altars. And many of the times, many of them have not gotten their questions properly answered, but they just join a lot of people who are into one prayer or the other. Let's just pray. Probably we'll just get an answer. No. Nothing happens by chance. If you do not know your history, you will not know where you are going to clearly. And that's why people need to take time to study their history and understand what has happened. Where did it start from? How did we get here? Then you know where you are going to. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? Are there things like foundations? Yes. Are there things like family altars holding people down? True. Are there devils and demons that are responsible for supervising families? Oh, yes. If there is a prince called the Prince of Persia, controlling the whole territory. Then there are princes and powers controlling realms, villages, towns, the way people come from one place to the other. There are powers and devils that are in charge. I shared with you on Sunday about the new creation, and I told you the reason I shared that is so that when I start sharing this, you will not think that we don't understand the power of the new creation. I said it because sometimes a lot of people overemphasize the forces of darkness, the power of darkness, and their grip and their hold, and they limit the mighty power of God. As a result of that, it looks like the devil has so much power, the devil is really very powerful. No, the power of the devil is actually limited. But he has power over those who do not understand who they are. If you look at the book of Revelation 9:20, Zechariah, let me just pick it one by one so that I can show you. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 12 to 18. Ephesians 6, 12 to 18. Let's read very fast. Just a few scriptures here and there. I would have loved the Message translation or the Passion's translation for that. Ephesians 6, 12 to 18. It says, this is no afternoon athletics. Contest that we walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps. A life or death fight to the finish against the devil and his angels. Be prepared. You are up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get. Every weapon God has issued. So that when it is all over, but the shouting, you will still be on your word feet. I want you to get it right. Many people just walk into Christianity. Nobody taught them. They didn't get understanding of the foundational things, the teachings. And when they just come into the whole thing, they begin to do things differently. And the devil begins to find footholds in their lives. He said, no, you have to take up every weapon of God that he has issued. There are certain weapons that God has issued that many believers are not aware of. And those are some of the things that I'll be holding on and positioning them strategically. So that by the time you stand as a warrior, any devil that raises his head, you will have what it takes to crush them. Many people in our family lines have decided to stand to fight the battle, but they came wrongly. Sometimes you say, but I know this person was a Christian. That's why a Christian is not enough reason for you to win. A Christian without the whole armor will fall. There is an armor that you need to put on. There are keys with which you can lock and shut all the altars, cause all of them to hibernate, sit on their head, and become truly more than a conqueror. Because whatsoever is born of God actually overcomes the world. I do not want us to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. And that's why I'm laying this foundation. Please, I beg you, pay attention. If there's anybody you know, they go to this mountain today. They pray. The deliverance never expires. Deliverance from the feet. Deliverance from the head. Deliverance from this. Every day. Listen, if they continue like that, they may never have a season of rest in their lives. Whereas God has prepared rest for his children. It is not a journey of all our lives leading, fighting for victory. Rather, every fight we fight is called the fight of faith. And we are fighting the fight of faith from the position of our victory and our authority in Christ Jesus. When you get the things I'm going to share, I'm sure that you will raise your head tall and the devil will say, this one has escaped. That will be the testimony of somebody under the sound of my voice. I said, that will be the testimony of someone under my voice. In the name of Jesus. He said, be prepared so that when it is all over, but the shouting, you will still be on your feet. Go ahead. There are some things shared here, but many people don't understand the root of this. I will use the six. I will explain all of them in detail. I will put them where they belong. You know, one thing with scripture is that we use scriptures to compare scriptures. If you read just at the surface, you will see certain things and you just feel like, I don't really understand this. But if you go deep, that's why. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. It is the honor of kings to search it out. You have to search it out. He said the first one is what? Truth. Righteousness. Go ahead now. Peace. Go ahead now. Faith. And salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them now. All those things, I will show you their placing. It's not the way they appear that they exactly are. I will show you. Learn how to apply them. You will need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. He says, pray hard and pray long. Many believers, some believers pray hard and long, but they are not praying the way they should pray. There is a pattern of prayer. There is a way to pray and get results. I'm not talking about the kind of prayers you see everybody pray and say, God, one car, give me shoe, give me leg. No! Those kind of prayers cannot take you far. There's a kind of prayer that puts you in the secret place of divine cover. The fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Another translation says, it makes necessary power available. How do you think the prayer of, I want wife, I want car, can make power available? Those ones don't make power available. There is a power that makes, there's a kind of prayer that makes power available. Then every other thing you should have prayed for will be added unto you. I'll show you. You will come to the point where the things people are dying for, all of a sudden is at your feet. Because God has opened the door and light is breaking forth into our hearts. Pray for your brothers, sisters, keep, pray for your brothers and sisters, yes. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirit how up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Now that is an established truth that there is a warfare really going on and there are certain things believers are supposed to be doing part time. And all these things have been mentioned, but people don't know how to handle it. It's like somebody who holds a gun but does not know how to shoot. It's like somebody who is with a sword, and each time you're supposed to use the sword to fight, you have not learned how to. In this kingdom, we exercise ourselves. We train, we prepare. Many times, those who came into the faith, they did not tell you. They did not tell you what they battled with. Some of you are first or second or third generation Christians. There are people who started this work before you. They need to tell you. God told the children of Israel. He said, every time you must tell your children, and their children should tell their children to tell their children. Some of us, there's been no oral tradition. The first person that got born again in your family did it just a little way, and they didn't pass it to anybody. Another person stumbled on something. Many have not stumbled on the truth that is able to set them free. He says, and ye shall know the truth. Thy truth shall be my shield and my buckler. What truth do you know? The harassment of Satan will not stop until you have come in contact with the truth that has the ability to quench all of his fiery darts. And that's why this meeting is not just one of those meetings where somebody comes around and feels like I just... No. You are going to be carrying something. By the end of 20 days of glory, you'll be holding the bunch of the keys that will unlock the heavens over your life. The bunch of the keys that will shut down the mouth of the devil. In the name of Jesus. So truly, there is a warfare going on. If you read Zechariah chapter 1 verse 18, you see it. Revelation chapter 9 verse 20. You see, idolatrous foundations are real. He said, I raised my head and I looked and there are four horns. He said, what are they? Ask question. Go ahead. Verse 19. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these horns? And he answered me and said, these are the horns that have scattered Judah. That's a whole people nation. These are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Scatters them abroad. And I said to the angel, who talked with me, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Go ahead now. And the Lord showed me four craftsmen. Another translation says four carpenters. Go ahead. Let's do it fast now. And I said, what are these ones coming to do? There's a level of prayer you pray in the realm of the spirit. You will rise with a horn.
And they will say, what are these ones coming to do? There is an army that will rise. Somebody will rise with an angry spirit. And what has stopped others in your family line? What has hindered them from rising? You will crush the head of that devil. I can hear you say louder, amen. What are these coming to do? So he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. If it applies to a whole nation, it can apply to a family. Are we here together? Ancestral demonic family foundations, they are spiritual altars and foundations raised by families, villages, communities who consulted and covenanted with certain demon spirits when they needed help before the gospel of Jesus came to Africa. Listen carefully. I'm taking you to the foundations. Why we don't hear some things is because many times we lay the foundation, but I've come to realize that there are devils everywhere that are beginning to come, and they are asking that why will we not go back to serve our gods? I don't know if you see those people on internet. Let's go back to the African method. I want to show you so that if you go back, you know where you're going to. So that any devil, God spoke to me in my heart and he said, that devil is raising his ugly head now. They will start raising altars, demonic foundations. What Christianity came to cure, certain men have decided that they will raise those horns again. But I prophesy that we are the ones that will crush them down. We will be the sign and the wonder that will show them that God is alive. We will show them that our God is most powerful in the name of Jesus. So those days, let me give you a little bit of history. I'll stop in history. Just small story. I'll quench. Then we'll continue. Those days when the fathers needed to fight a battle with another nation and they cannot help themselves because of the idolatrous worship that they had, the gods that they worship will ask them to come. We can protect you. If we help you, these are the terms and the conditions of our help. So they enter a particular family and they agree with them that these people will not kill you. They will not finish you. You might be weak, but we will make you strong. So they enter a covenant of protection. And some of the fathers would have, as they enter the covenant, they would have said, because if you eventually succeed to protect us and we go for this war and we come back, all of our children in all their generations, they will serve you. And the gods will say, are you sure? You say yes. Because they don't want to lose their lives. They enter the covenant. And as they have entered the covenant, it is signed and ratified. Covenants are spiritual. Then you know what? The covenants are not just ordinary. They usually will raise altars for it. Now somebody hears altar and it sounds as if, altar, that means it's a demon thing. Wait. Altar started with God in the Bible. Satan is a very good copycat. Cain and Abel came. And the first time in Genesis chapter 4, he raised an altar. I want to believe that it's even not the first time. Maybe he has seen his father do something like that. And he copied it and he raised an altar. If you go to the Bible, let me just show us a few of these things this evening. Root of altars. Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 to 26. Then let's speak Genesis chapter 8. That one is striking. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. Altars are real. Altars are real. Altars are real. There are certain altars speaking over some families. They speak bitterness and guile. If there's nobody to put the altar of the blood of the everlasting covenant that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, those altars can silence people. But today, I declare by the blood of the everlasting covenant and the light that will shine upon your heart, you will silence every strange altar. You silence every demonic altar. You silence ancestral powers in the name of Jesus. God called Noah and he said, Noah, come. You are going to build an ark. Get all the birds. Make sure they get into the ark. I will destroy the whole world with water. And after I have destroyed the whole world with water, I will raise a new generation with you. Then somewhere at the end of everything, the Bible says, when Noah successfully came out of that flood, then Noah built an altar to the Lord. How did he do it? And he took clean animals and of every bird, clean bird, and offered burnt offering on the altar. Go ahead. and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Every time an altar is raised, and name of anything is mentioned on that altar, the spirit that is supposed to supervise that altar will come and stand attention. It will take record of everything that is said. Analyze the sacrifice that is brought. If it is endorsed and approved, you will say yes. If it is not endorsed and approved, you will say no. Spirits don't enter into casual negotiations. When they enter into negotiations, they don't come for partnership. They come for ownership. Every demon, it's an attribute of God that Satan copies. God said, I am a jealous God. Don't serve any other God except me. If the devil comes too, he will tell you, I am jealous. Don't serve any other thing except me. And that's how they enter covenants. They ratify it. That day, Noah did this thing. The Bible says, then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I destroy every living thing as I have what? Done. Go ahead now. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and winter heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not do what? Cease. God entered that covenant and he gave him a sign for the covenant. He said, any day you see the rainbow. You see, the Bible is not, when people see rainbow, they just say, ah, fine colors. Go and look at our book. It started from somewhere. He said, anytime you see the rainbow, it is a covenant that came as a result of the altar that Noah raised. And the altar that Noah raised made God enter a covenant with the whole of humanity. Why? Noah was representing the whole of human race. And God said, I have sworn by my holiness that rain will never destroy. No matter the kind of rain that falls today, it can never drown all of us. We don't have to be afraid. Those in some areas can be bothered. But God has done it in such a way that after a while, everything will calm down. And the rainbow will eventually show. And as soon as the rainbow shows, men on earth who do not know their history, they'll say, ah, it's looking color. Look at color. Whereas as soon as it shows like that, the angels will see. They will look to him, bow their head, and they say, covenant keeping God. Men are celebrating and drinking and eating, but angels who understand, they will say, covenant keeping God. If you look through the pages of scripture, you begin to see a lot of analysis and how God began to enter covenants with people. Then he entered the covenant one day. He came to a man called Abraham and he said, Abraham, get out of your father's house. Why? At that time, everything in Abraham's father's house lineage, they were idolaters, idol worshippers. I had to do an extra search. I wanted to see that thing clearly. You know, I had to say, God, I need to be able to show your sons and daughters so that they can understand that. And God showed me something in the book of Ezekiel, how that God was speaking when it came to Abraham. Sorry, Joshua. Joshua was telling the children of Israel. He said, you know how God, you might need to help me find it. I wrote somewhere. But for times, okay, Joshua chapter 24 verse 2. Joshua chapter 24 verse 2. Let's see that. Joshua 24 2. Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, look at now, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the rivers in the old times. And what happened? And they served other gods. They were serving other gods. They were idol worshippers. So one day, God woke up. He told them, he said, including Terah. No wonder Terah stood up, but he could not enter. He got to a place and he settled. The settling means that he continued with his idolatrous worship. God called Terah out and said, Terah, come out. There's a land I will give to you. There's a land I will show you. Take everything and let's go. The Bible says Terah came out and he settled in Haran. He settled where? In Haran. And most likely continued his idolatrous worship. And God said, Kai, this one has failed. This one has failed. And as soon as Terah died, God began to look for a man. There's a family here, God is looking for a man. And I pray that you'll be that arrowhead that will stand. You'll be the beginning of that new order. In the name of Jesus. Listen, what I'm about to share with you in these days, if you know it, you have known life. You have known it. If you know it, everything will shift. As soon as Terah settled there and he died, the Bible says God showed up one day and he said, he called Abraham out of his father's house And he said, Abraham, to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Abraham, if you follow me, your life will never be the same. The covenant-keeping God showing that only Abraham is the person who has a bosom. All the other apostles. Why? The Jewish race started with Abraham. Everybody before Abraham were idol worshippers. At that point, from where he was coming. So God looked out around town. Many people have failed God over and over. Even from those that started and they were worshiping. Men started calling upon the name of God in Genesis 4. They called and God saw that it was not what I wanted. There is something I really want. Then God went somewhere. They had declined so much. Then God went to pick Abraham. Come out of your father's house. I will make a covenant with you, Abraham. In you, all the families of the earth will be established. They will be blessed. And the Bible says Abraham believed in God. You know why he was counted as righteousness? Nobody ever believed in God in that fashion before. It was the first time that God would tell a man, give an instruction, and at age 70, he packed everything that he had, and he's saying, I am going to start afresh. I will be the beginning of a new race. His fathers were worshipping what? Idols. The gods of his father's house would have limited him. So God told Abraham, raise an altar. Raise an altar. On this altar, I will start discussing with you. Altars. Listen now. An altar is a place of interaction where spirits enter into covenants with humans. Spirits. There could be devil spirit, demon spirit. Originally, it was God himself entering covenant with Abraham here. Can you see it right now? God entered the covenant with Noah. Can you see that also now? Now, demons will not come and say, listen, I can do this same thing for you. So those days when they fight war or an epidemic breaks out, a sickness and a disease, because they didn't have medical science and they could not cure it. Before they would go get herbs and everything to know how to cure it, they would rush down to these devils and say, please heal us. If you can heal us, we will serve you. And some of them, because of sickness, they follow some of those demons. In the Yoruba tradition, there is a particular god that walks on the clutches and has two dogs. And that god is the dog that is responsible for the healing of people. I have done my search, I've checked some things, and I said, what? So whenever people go, they say, please heal us of this sickness. So you see people go to certain places and they say, heal us. The oracle of that altar, he knows which god to consult per time. Why? That is why they are the voice of the gods. So when a person says, I need wealth, they will not go to the same God that positions himself as the God of healing and sickness. They will go to the one that says that he's the God of wealth. So they had multiple gods they were serving. And the person who serves in that altar is like the priest, the oracle, the voice. And he will consult on their behalf. Some people, if you trace back to the lineage of the person that gave birth to you, it was from the water that they gave that child. Go and read. If you care about history, it will be necessary. When I was teaching on Sunday, I said, I know why I'm saying these things. So that when I am done and I show you the sure foundation, you will know that we have found something. We have found something. My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. Oh, Christ! You will know what you are standing on. You will know that the name of Jesus is not for fun. You will know that Christianity is not a religion. I showed you the other day. They will say, come, let us go and consult this. And you will say, no, we can't go there again. My heart has found a resting place. Not in device, nor creed. I love the ever-living one. Marababababash, was shed for me. I need no other assurance. I need no other creed. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Rise up on your feet tonight. One prayer point that we hand over. Every point. voice that is speaking at the root. Some of you have escaped because you have found a dimension of light. But look at your brother, your sister, your siblings. Look at how they will be calling you and disturbing you and saying, look at this. Sir, it is so terrible that these demons will choose to appear to people in their time. While standing, I'm about to drop the microphone, but let me explain to you. I started sharing with some people and I told them, I've been praying for some, I don't know, but I know that I've been fasting consistently for a long time. At least maybe I fast 200 days plus every year, at least for the past, going to 3 years now. And I know there is a river I want to touch. I know that there is something nobody has accomplished in the whole of my family that I must touch. I know that there is a call upon my life to be a voice. I know. And listen, there's no how you try to raise your head like that certain things will not show up and say, why? What's wrong? Nobody crossed this line. Why do you want to cross? And many of us here do not realize that the glory is locked up inside of you. There is not one person that is destined by nature to do it. Anybody that decides that they have become restless, this thing cannot continue. If somebody breaks it, another person will come and stand on that higher foundation. That's how it works. I was praying when I was preparing for this meeting for the camp, sir. And while I was praying, I just wrote it on my book. In my book, I just said dealing with foundation. So I wanted to talk about patterns. Why patterns repeat in the life of people? The discipline part and the demonic part, because there are two parts to patterns. The discipline. I wanted to really talk about those things. And as I stayed there, I went to pray. I did a prayer walk around Redemption Camp for about 2 hours thereabouts. When I finished praying and I came back, I wrote the title. And most of the times, I write title of things that I sit down and I'll just begin to. I just need fresh. Holy Spirit, just give me all the fresh things first before I consult anything that I need to do. So I wrote it down there. I went to sit on the bed and I slept. And when I slept, right there in that dream, I was in a room and I saw in the window a woman that was old. She was aged, but she had strength. Old, but had strength. She was trying to pull through the window to enter. She was trying to do everything to enter through the window, but she could not enter. And I was just looking at her like this. The good thing about that dream is that I was so bold. I was wondering where the boldness came from too. Because I don't understand. Normally I should have wondered, will she come in? Will she not come in? I was very bold there and I was wondering why, but I didn't care. I was just seeing her trying to come in. She was trying to come in. So what I did, I opened the door and I came outside. And as soon as I came outside and I looked outside, I saw a young figure, black, dressed like a mad person. And that one was patrolling. I closed the door, I went back inside, and I saw the old woman. And God said, it's the same person. I said, wow. Immediately I came inside. That one I saw when I went outside, now came from the ceiling. You know how this our normal ceiling, pulled off. Then as soon as he pulled the ceiling off, immediately I saw burglary proof everywhere. Then God reminded me, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I stayed in that place and I was wondering. So I came out and wanted to go and confront the devil. And I said, I want to know who this person is. Why are you on my window? Why are you trying to enter my room? And he looked at me and he said to me, he spoke it in Igbo language. Because I have not known that that is the exact name of our own real village. And he said to me that I am Umoneche Umorisa. My community is called Umorisa. And he said, I am the spirit that supervised the people here. Goosebumps now came to my body for the first time. And I look, I said, what? I've never done anything village. I don't know village. I don't go to village. I don't have time for village. There's nothing that concerns me with this place. Why? As soon as he said that, questions began to come up on my heart. Immediately, I entered the room. I picked my car keys. As soon as I picked my car keys, I saw my younger brother, you know, and the devil was trying to run towards us. We just entered the car and we zoomed off. We were not running away from it, but we just zoomed off. Then I woke up. I went back to my book and I saw what I wrote. I said, And God said to me, while you are dealing with that for others, you have dealt with your own. I want to show you. Immediately, he started pointing on my head. A lot of things started coming. I said, God, why could he not enter? Why did he not enter? Everywhere was locked. He said, when the edge is not broken, the serpent cannot bite. I said, Jesus. I sat down there And I prepared my message from A to Z without consulting anything. After then, I started comparing scripture with scripture, scripture with scripture. There is a place where you can stay and no devil can penetrate. Listen to me. There is a place where you will come into. The devil will look and say, I am trying hard, but I cannot get this one. Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice? The Lord God Almighty is creating a wall of protection. He's creating a shield. He's creating a shield. He's creating a shield. In the name of Jesus. 6 things I was able to pen down in that encounter. And I compared scripture upon scripture. And God said, this is how to neutralize the altars. They will not even have a voice. It will look like, and certain people have come to that level, they don't talk about those things again. Not because they don't exist, they have neutralized it. Whereas some people are every day in one prayer house or the other. Everything, every day. Some of you, if you ask your parents well, the same thing you are seeing in the dream is what your dad is seeing. If you ask, as I said to my younger brother, I said, see what I saw. My younger brother told me, he said, just from this back, he saw exactly the same figure. I said, this is what I saw, like a mad person. He said, yes, a mad person, dressed like a mad person. I said, yes. I consulted with my brother, my younger elder brother was speaking with me, and he said that my dad told him the story of how he used to see a particular thing. And whenever he tries to go up, they will try to pull him down. When I started my walk with God, sir, I've shared with you before. Anytime I try to go up, I will see myself flying and I will come down. I say, God, what is this? I will see myself flying and I will come down. And I said, no, I need to find the key. I need to know it. Child of God, in some years now, I have never had that kind of encounter. Because the mighty deliverer, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, has wrought deliverance. In these 20 days of glory, somebody's deliverance is here. Your family deliverance is here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I put the lines together and I saw why God told me that you are the beginning of a new one. The journey has started. This is just an introduction. God's servants will bless us massively here. Remember, we are here together. The men of God will come and pour. There are graces that will be pouring here. All those graces are doing the same kind of things. They are working out. And by the time we have put a collaboration of the graces, the devil will know that 20 days of glory 2024, not one, not two, not 100, not 300, none of them remained in this cage. Every family will escape. Everybody here will escape. In the name of Jesus. God said, arise, shine. Your light has come. That light breaks forth in the name of Jesus. Darkness fades in the name of Jesus. Fear fades in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.